Is the idea of internal linking on a site a bad idea post-Panda? And also, how about using sites with your in your own network and linking to other sites that you want to have rank? Is that a bad idea post-Panda? I've heard a lot of misconception and people jumping to conclusions, and I thought it's probably best for me to come out and make an audio and share with you my experience. So I think one of the things that's helped proliferate this idea that internal linking is a bad idea was I think a post I saw on SEO Brains Trust, where they had a website that was affected by Panda, and they were making some different changes to try and get it back. And one of the things they identified was one of these internal link plugins, where you identify here are the keywords that whenever they appear in a post, I want you to link with that keyword as the anchor text over to this specific page. And it does it all automatically. So someone might load hundreds of keywords in there. And what ends up happening is sometimes some posts might have tons of different links pointing off to all different places. And it just doesn't look very natural. And it doesn't end up adding to the user experience. So there's a good chance that maybe that is something that Google doesn't like and that they frown upon. And that's definitely not a strategy that you should be employing. That said, though, don't rule out internal linking completely. Internal linking is a fantastic way to help pages rank. It goes back to one of the building blocks of SEO, this idea: if you want to get a page to rank, you need to link to it, and you link to it with the right anchor text. You just point more links to those pages that you want to have ranked. And internal linking and taking advantage of your own site's power is a fantastic strategy, particularly if you're a larger e-commerce site. If you've got lots of pages, that gives you lots of linking opportunities. So that's something that you need to think about doing. You just want to, when you do it smart. Don't link to a whole bunch of them. Just be more strategic to the pages that you are going to link to. And always make sure that you put the user first. I mean, this is, even though I'm an SEOer, I always talk about the idea of, firstly, you need to optimize for user experience first, and SEO always comes second, because the search engines aren't going to pull out their wallets and make a purchase with you. It's the user. So with that in mind, you always need to put the user first. So as you're doing this internal linking, you want to think to yourself, is this adding to that user experience? For example, if we have an article on Melbourne SEO services and it's talking about site structure and getting the foundations of SEO right, and then there's a keyword that appears about internal linking, I could link from that keyword over to this particular bit of content, because if the user wanted to find out more about internal linking, this would be a very useful audio for them to listen to. So that linking actually helps this piece of content rank. It helps the user. So it's all win-win. And I'm not aggressively doing it. I'm not trying to stuff in keywords down into the footer across all of the different pages for something that just feels like it's not adding value to the actual end user. So the long and the short of it is, think about the user, think about adding value, and then use internal linking strategically. Don't write it off just because you read an article about a plugin that, once switched off, it made a site come back. Who knows? There was probably a whole lot of other things that they were doing to the site as well. And sometimes when you're making a lot of changes, it's hard to isolate exactly what it was that caused your site to come back. And with Panda in particular, like, it's this rolling update that seems to be happening. So you might be making changes, and it's not until the next update that all filters through. So it's hard for people to go, oh yeah, this is what caused me to come back. So keep that in mind. Now, the second part to this question is about using your own blog networks or your own network of sites to help things rank. And again, all of the same rules apply. If you're trying to aggressively link and gain the search engines, Google isn't going to like that. They're pretty smart, and they've got their fingers across so many different pies that it's easy for them to identify dodgy link schemes, and if you've got something not quite right in your linking profile. So don't try and game the search engines by having a network of 100 different sites that are all trying to link together. Oh, I can just see here my time's counting down. Audio Boo lets me go for 5 minutes, and I think I've gone on long enough. I might have to continue this in another audio.